Track 124. Page 121. Exam practice. EGE listening task 3.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Rebecca Taylor is a careers advisor and she's here to talk to us about higher education. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Now, when we talk about higher education, we really mean a 3 or 4 year university degree, right?
Well, no. There are so many other institutions that offer a qualification at the same or similar level.
I see. How would you define higher education here in the UK, then?
Any course of study that you do after you've finished secondary school. University is what many people aim for, but there are other colleges, academies, and institutes too. For example, a technical college doesn't necessarily offer degree courses. There might only be 1 or 2 years of study. It's still higher education, though. It comes down to what you need for your choice of career.
So, would you say that the most important thing is for students to find what's right for them?
Absolutely. Some people need to get a university degree because they want to go on to further study, a master's or a doctorate, for example. But there's no point in doing that if you're not thinking of what comes next. I mean, do you need to get these qualifications? For some people, a more sensible choice might be to take a diploma, maybe a 1 year course that you know will help you get a job.
But there are thousands of courses to choose from.
That's why we have the internet. You can do the groundwork online. Make a list of places that offer courses you think you'd like and focus on them. Many colleges have an online forum. It's often run by students who are already there. You can ask them questions about their course. This is great because they are usually friendly and they tell you the truth. You don't always get the whole picture from an advertisement or an official website.
I see.
A kind of extension of this is e-mentoring. Your school should be able to help with this. But you can do it on your own. You register with an organisation and they put you in touch with a student who's studying what you want to do. You can chat online and ask anything you want. And again, you'll know the answers are from a student's point of view.
OK. What sort of questions should you be asking?
Well, remember that what's on the course is the most important thing. Ask about the content of the course. Can I change courses if I'm unhappy? Is a common question. You should also find out what the workload's like and how much independent study you'll be expected to do. You can ask questions about living conditions, social life, things like that. You might want to know about life on campus. You could ask how noisy it is or what the food's like.
You can also visit, can't you, before you make your application, I mean?
Yes, you can, and should. Visit as many places as possible. Open days are great because then you get to meet lecturers and instructors who'll also be able to tell you more about the course and entrance requirements. And if you do end up studying there, they may well remember you, which is a good start.
Finally, Rebecca, how do you know if a course is right for you?
Here's the best sign. Imagine someone asking you, "What do you like about that course?" If you can easily talk about it for 10 minutes or more, there's a good chance it's the one for you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Rebecca Taylor is a careers advisor and she's here to talk to us about higher education. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Now, when we talk about higher education, we really mean a 3 or 4 year university degree, right?
Well, no. There are so many other institutions that offer a qualification at the same or similar level.
I see. How would you define higher education here in the UK, then?
Any course of study that you do after you've finished secondary school. University is what many people aim for, but there are other colleges, academies, and institutes too. For example, a technical college doesn't necessarily offer degree courses. There might only be 1 or 2 years of study. It's still higher education, though. It comes down to what you need for your choice of career.
So, would you say that the most important thing is for students to find what's right for them?
Absolutely. Some people need to get a university degree because they want to go on to further study, a master's or a doctorate, for example. But there's no point in doing that if you're not thinking of what comes next. I mean, do you need to get these qualifications? For some people, a more sensible choice might be to take a diploma, maybe a 1 year course that you know will help you get a job.
But there are thousands of courses to choose from.
That's why we have the internet. You can do the groundwork online. Make a list of places that offer courses you think you'd like and focus on them. Many colleges have an online forum. It's often run by students who are already there. You can ask them questions about their course. This is great because they are usually friendly and they tell you the truth. You don't always get the whole picture from an advertisement or an official website.
I see.
A kind of extension of this is e-mentoring. Your school should be able to help with this. But you can do it on your own. You register with an organisation and they put you in touch with a student who's studying what you want to do. You can chat online and ask anything you want. And again, you'll know the answers are from a student's point of view.
OK. What sort of questions should you be asking?
Well, remember that what's on the course is the most important thing. Ask about the content of the course. Can I change courses if I'm unhappy? Is a common question. You should also find out what the workload's like and how much independent study you'll be expected to do. You can ask questions about living conditions, social life, things like that. You might want to know about life on campus. You could ask how noisy it is or what the food's like.
You can also visit, can't you? Before you make your application, I mean.
Yes, you can. And should. Visit as many places as possible. Open days are great because then you get to meet lecturers and instructors who'll also be able to tell you more about the course and entrance requirements. And if you do end up studying there, they may well remember you, which is a good start.
Finally, Rebecca, how do you know if a course is right for you?
Here's the best sign. Imagine someone asking you, "What do you like about that course?" If you can easily talk about it for 10 minutes or more, there's a good chance it's the one for you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.